This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level security review meeting at Kartavya Bhavan to assess the situation following the car blast near the Red Fort in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting is being attended by the Union Home Secretary, Director of the Intelligence Bureau, Delhi Police Commissioner and Director General of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The Director General of Police of Jammu and Kashmir will join the meeting virtually. Soon after the incident, security has been tightened in all sensitive areas. Authorities are maintaining heightened vigil as investigations continue to determine the cause and circumstances of the blast and to ensure public safety and restore normalcy. A blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi yesterday killed 8 people and injured several others. Mr. Shah said teams of the Delhi Police, NIA, NSG and forensics have started the probe and the exact details of the blast would be unearthed soon. Authorities have released emergency helpline numbers to ensure prompt assistance for citizens in case of any emergency situation. For Delhi Police, emergency 112. For Delhi Police Control Room, 011-2291-0010 or 011-2291-0011. For LNJP Hospital, 011-2323-400. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today assured the country that those responsible for the Delhi car blast will be brought to justice and will not be spared under any circumstances. Addressing the Delhi Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh informed that leading investigative agencies are conducting a swift and thorough inquiry into the incident. He added that the findings of the investigation will soon be made public. The minister also expressed condolences to all those who lost their lives in the tragic accident. Polling is underway for second and final phase of assembly elections in Bihar. Voting is taking place for 122 constituencies spread over 20 districts in this phase. Voter turnout was registered at 31.38% till 11 a.m. Gayaji and Kishanganj has the highest voting percentage. Around 16% exercised their right to voting in the first 2 hours. The voting will continue till 6 in the evening except for 7 constituencies where it will end at 5 p.m. for security reasons. We now go over live to our correspondent Anand for the latest update. Anand, tell us, where are you right now and how is the polling progressing over there?
Well, sir, currently I am at Bethia constituency under West Champaran district. Voting is currently going on peacefully, smoothly at all 9 constituencies of West Champaran district of Bihar. Over 5 hours have passed since the polling began at 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. around 32.93 voter turnout was recorded in this district. In Bethia, Bethia has recorded around 29% of voter turnout in the last assembly constituency. In the last assembly election, the voter turnout was 56.26% in Bethia. A total of 72 candidates are in frame across all these 9 constituencies. And in Bethia alone, 5 are contesting candidates. Of them, Renu, the current sitting MLA, Renu Deva is contesting from this seat. And guest from Congress Rifkat Irbasi Ahmed.
Thank you, Anand, for those details. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Bhutan to attend the 70th birthday celebrations of the fourth king of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchuk. He was warmly received at Paro International Airport by Bhutan's Prime Minister Chering Thopke. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate Punat Sangcho 2 hydropower project. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the 50th Independence Day celebrations of Angola in Luanda today. The visit follows Angolan President João Lourenço's trip to New Delhi in May, when he invited President Murmu to join the 50th anniversary celebrations. Addressing the Angolan Parliament, President Murmu said India had consistently supported the Angolan freedom struggle. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said cold wave conditions will prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, West Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Jharkhand and Odisha for today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.